Hey there, this is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Welcome to The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you've got a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, this is a show that's been bringing you a little bit of guidance over the last 11 years. Maybe you should call the guy across the table, Gregory Ricks. Been doing this for 11 years. He's a financial advisor during the day. Answers your questions.
Doing
the show for 11 years.
Helping people with money for over 30.
I'm not trying to age people on this.
Oh, you don't. People like that. They like working with seasoned firms.
I can't blame them for that one.
Yeah.
A baby step. You don't even have to call the firm. You can just call the show right now. We can start that conversation. 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. Remember, a week from today, making Social Security decisions easy. It's a quick little workshop happening at 11 in the morning or 4 p.m. It's going to happen in less than an hour. You're going to go to the Gregory Ricks and Associates Event Center. Gregory Ricks and Associates Event Center. I mumbled through that. And you're going to figure out how all these rules are going to apply to you and your spouse, or maybe you and your ex-spouse, or maybe you and your deceased ex-spouse. Who knows? There's a lot of different paths it could go. You'll find out what your options are, and then you'll have a good idea of which one will be right for you. Sign up at GregoryRicks.com, or you can call the office. That's a different number, 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. Also, I don't want to rush you. I'm sorry. I know you've had a stressful day and you don't need any more put on your plate, but we really are filling up fast on the next Wine, Wisdom, and Food experiences that are set up for Keith Young's August 3rd and August 5th. I know August 5th, 2021, that sounds like it must be forever in the future. That's in like 2 weeks. So we are almost full on both of them. Part of the reason is last time it filled up and we had a waiting list. And I guess when they made the calls, a bunch of people on the waiting list were, yep, definitely don't want to miss the next one. So I know it's 2 weeks away, but you might want to go ahead and make the call now to get in August 3rd or August 5th. Same number, GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200. Our restaurant of the week, a Tiki Bar and Grill. I love this place. It is authentic Mediterranean experience, top to bottom. The owners, the people who run the joint, are from Jordan. And not only do they have that food that you expect, you know, the shawarma and the kebabs and the hummus is a big player there. But if you go at night, it kind of does that half restaurant, half party thing where there's the dance floor and then the belly dancer comes around in her cute little outfits. And there's some people that get on the patio and they have those big weird looking hookahs. So it feels like you're in another country almost. And that music's kind of entrancing when you get all the other elements around you. So it's a great restaurant during the day. It's a little bit of a party at night, a Tiki Bar and Grill, and it's in the Quarter. Anyway, we'll meet those owners on Saturday's show. Anything else before the numbers? Are you ready for all that jazz?
I'm ready for all that jazz.
Jazz it is.
The number.
U.S. stock market indexes climbed for a third day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 25.35 points to close at 34,823.35. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, closing at 4,367.48. The NASDAQ Composite increased a little bit as well, 0.3% to close at $14,684.60. The surprise increase in number of weekly jobless claims, that was a surprise. We were expecting it to be lower than estimates, dampened investors' sentiment. So initial unemployment insurance filings jumped to 419,000 for the week of July 17th, surpassing the estimate of 350,000 from economists. So yeah, it's kind of a big leap. The result was also higher than the upwardly revised 368,000 from the week before. So second quarter earnings continued to roll out. American Airlines reported net income of $19 million, ended five straight quarters of losses. Man, that is tough. Aided over by $1 billion in federal payroll support. Yeah, if the government hadn't stepped in, I don't know that we'd have any airlines left. Maybe a couple, but it had been ugly. When you don't have airlines to ramp up when travel starts back. So, yeah, that was really tough in that case. So investors punished the company. A share slid 1.1%. Meanwhile, Domino's Pizza, which had an earnings beat, was rewarded. Pizza's doing good. 14.5% gain in share price.
Whoa, that's a good day.
Yeah, that was a great day as things go. So big tech names bolstered the major indices on what was otherwise subdued trading session. Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft rose more than 1%. Apple also gained 0.9% after Canaccord boosted its price target on the company from $175 to $175 from $165. And investors grapple with falling interest rate. So let me grab those numbers over here. We're at a 1.28% yield on the 10-year treasuries. Crude oil, not much change. We're at $71.75. I about had that backwards. Brent crude, $73.63. Gold up slightly, $1,807.80. And silver up a little bit as well, $25.48.
Yeah, so crude came down that $70 level, did not like it, and had to pop back up.
Well, it was in it got down into the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week, and then it's kind of like, yeah, we said it's going to work its way back up. It doesn't like the 60s.
No, and you know what? It was hanging out in the 60s for months there. It was in the 60s for, I don't know, about half the year. Yeah, when it decided to leave the 60s, it found the 70s, and it got comfortable immediately. It tested the upward limit, tested the downward limit, even bounced off it a couple times. And you called it when it dipped down to 60, I don't know, 6-ish or something. It popped back up in just a couple days. And also, what is that? 3 days of gains in a row on our major indices makes Mondays, you know, the hand-wringing and the people that were getting all nervous look a little silly now. Y'all calm down. These things go up. They go down. It's not time to freak out on one bad day.
We didn't have much gain, but it was looking a little iffy when those jobless claims came out higher than expected. We're still working through stuff here this year. This year, there's a little bit of work to get there. You know, COVID still is not going away, but we're working through it.
Well, over on the commodities front, I saw lumber gained almost 11% today. We were all hoping this thing goes back down to what we kind of resemble as normal, but it's back up above $600. We were bragging earlier this week that it was below $600. Should have kept our mouth shut and let it keep falling. You know, it was just not that long ago. What was it? Beginning of May when it was above $1,600. So I'm not complaining too bad about it being around $600. It's $1,000 cheaper than it was 2.5 months ago. But it still has a ways to go back down to what we would resemble normal before this whole thing shot up at the beginning of last year.
Give a shout out. Emily asked me if I was going to mention her on the show today. And so she's getting a shout out right now. She took the MCAT today. You know, that's a pretty big test.
Oh, that's a huge
deal. Medical community. So I think she did good. She says, I'm going to have to take it again. I don't think so, but I think that's what she thinks about every test. But we're pretty proud of her over here.
Oh, you've got to be ecstatic. A kid might be a doctor. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Have I ever given you the list of what the occupations of all my cousins are? None of them are doctors. None of them are lawyers. And I love each and every one of them. But man, and it's not even a status thing as much as it is an admission that you have a kid that's not only smart, but they have what most of us don't have and the discipline to actually bear down and do it when most of us were just going around partying during our college years or, you know, buckling down in something a little bit easier than the MCAT in medical school. It takes amazing people to do that. So, yeah.
Well, that's what impressed me is a good while back. I said, you know, it's going to take really some focus and all. Next thing you know, she had bought in, focused, all day, every day studying. Yeah, I think she's got what it takes. So.
Yeah, hey, brag away. This is definitely a good bragging point, and no one's gonna think ill of you for bragging on your kid.
Well, I had to take an industry test yesterday. I took one today, and I passed mine. So, but I got scores immediately afterwards. But that's, you know, and I think it's important to embrace study knowledge throughout your career, because I had a mentor some 40 years ago tell me, you know, your income is kind of based on what you know. So I took him to heart. So, you know, that's kind of been my career, is about always make sure I'm advancing my knowledge. And so that's important to what we do in our industry. I'm always reading, studying, and I'm making sure my team thinks that way as well. If you're looking for some help, in my day job, I'm CEO, founder of Gregory Ricks and Associates, the Total Wealth Authority. We're money managers, investment advisors. We help people with the guided planning system process. The office number is 504-832-9200. Go to gregoryricks.com and get some help. Maybe you want to call and ask about communication. I've been getting a lot of feedback, and we're getting a lot of likes on this one thing. And this is what I've told people about that may not be familiar with my day job, Gregory Ricks and Associates, the Total Wealth Authority, but at public events when I speak, and I tell this story. Now, if you've got a question, call us 504-260-0995. But I had some intuition about what was coming, and it was pretty evident that a major, major problem was coming. I looked at from February in New Orleans area, Stacy rode on a float and Mardi Gras was going on, and I'm like looking around. I said, oh no, this is not going to be a good outcome. And that weekend after, I got serious about, okay, we're going to need masks. I may start wearing masks, but we're going to need masks. And it turned out I started going around. I couldn't find any. I'm like, okay, this is what I thought. We really are having a problem. So then I go online, started ordering masks. And I said, well, you know what, man, if this gets really bad, we're not going to be able to buy food. Okay. I looked up Lowe's and bought me a deep freeze and had it delivered to the house a few days later. You know, preparing. People probably thought I was crazy, but I turned out to be kind of right. From a market standpoint, is like, if this is going this way, the market's not going to be too happy. We need to anticipate making adjustments. So that came to fruition in March. And I was telling my team on our Monday meetings, like, we have a problem coming. And I told them what I was planning, what I was doing, and we were stockpiling canned goods and stuff, filled up my deep freeze. You know, I remember being in a grocery store, had a buggy full of canned goods. Stacy and I each went to different stores, Stacy, my wife. And I remember at the checkout, the cashier said, I have never checked out this many cans before. I said, well, hey, this might be happening more. Prepare yourself for it. And when this came to fruition, the market started really pulling back. We stopped everything we were doing in the offices. And I said, at this point, we are not doing meetings. We're going to stop everything until we have called every client. And we call prospects as well that we were working with. But we stopped. And for the next 2 weeks, we called everybody. And it didn't take that long, but you didn't. And I'd say it was really a 2-week process, because everybody, you know, you couldn't always catch them, and we would make attempts to call them back. But about a 2-week period, we reached out and touched everyone that we could to let them know that we were on it, we were aware, we were prepared. And if you need something, call us, because we're there for you. We wanted them to know, to not have to worry about wondering, is Gregory on top of this? Is their advisor taking care of things and such? And to me, creating outbound calls where most firms avoid the inbound. But yeah, we're happy to take the inbound calls. But in fact, we're not scared of the phone. We're going to call you. And I think that is huge. And I think that's something that really, with my team, my people, the touches, is probably what sets us apart from everyone else. Just thought I'd share that, because actually we're getting a lot of feedback from that right now, what we did last year.
Take another victory lap. That's well worth bragging about.
We're zooming around the track right now, dude.
Lance in Kiln, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Lance?
I've been interested in the life insurance plan, the 7702 plan, I believe it's called, as an alternative to investing. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on on those types of plans. This may not go with your theme today, but just thought that that would be an interesting question that I hadn't heard as of late.
Well, Lance, my theme every day is about money, and this is about money, and this comes up once in a while, but Section 7702 of the IRS code, basically prior to adoption of Section 7702, federal tax law took a fairly hands-off approach when it came to taxation of life insurance policies. Death benefits paid to life insurance beneficiaries were exempt from income tax, and any gains that accrued within the policy during the policyholder's lifetime were not taxed as income as well. And Section 7702 of the code differentiates between income from genuine insurance product and income from an investment vehicle. So the proceeds of a true life insurance contract receive favorable tax treatment. And that's where basically life insurance policies are MEC tested, Lance. And a life insurance product has to act like a life insurance product to an extent where it can't be purely an investment tool. And a lot of what, like our max funding strategy, actually is using life insurance as an investment as much as we can, because it still has to act like life insurance. And our objective over the long term, and I'll come back to you for you to finish your question, but our objective is to create a strategy where we're putting money in, treating it as an investment, where it still acts like life insurance, but we're creating future tax-free income is what we're doing there. Okay, Lance.
So as an alternative to a 401k, this would be something that you would want to utilize as an alternative investment.
It is another investment strategy. I hate that word alternative investment. That gets us in those old REITs and stuff like that. Life insurance, actually, we look at as another investment class. It's something, and part of what I look at is kind of when I talk about, we've got like three different tax things we have to look at. We put away money pre-tax, like 401ks, right, and then we take it out later, so it's tax, it's pre-tax, grows tax deferred, and taxes ordinary income when we take that money out. Another area is we can put money away into 401ks that are Roth money or through traditional Roth accounts outside of the 401k, a Roth IRA, and that money grows tax deferred but comes out tax free. Then the other is you put money away through a step up basis. Life insurance gives you another alternative when you've maxed out that Roth opportunity. It creates another avenue to create Roth-like money, but it's not Roth. It's through using the 7702 that you've referred to, using the life insurance rules where I can put after-tax money in. And some of this is consideration of when we are talking to people that have, gosh, giant IRAs or excess of after-tax dollars built up, and they want to get ahead of Uncle Sam, and that's where you kind of put money away, and down the road you get to take it out tax advantage, basically in a way that you're not going to be taxed, and the death benefit washes the taxes because death benefits are not taxable.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the advice, and I do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and asking that question. We don't get calls about that too much there. But, you know, I just always worry about alternative investments. And for me, that's stuff like we need to avoid that stuff. That's stuff that usually is not liquid. Alternative. It's like REITs, non-tradable REITs. You know, it's got like, my gosh, you see that? Run the other way.
I'm just going to mention it one more time. If you're looking on what your options are going to be for Social Security, if you're getting up close to that age, you know, if you're in your mid to late 50s, early 60s, it's time to go ahead and get your game plan now, not after you get to the age. You need to know in advance. So Gregory's going to help you with that with an event, no cost to you. You just go to the Gregory Ricks and Associates Event Center in Metairie, July 29th. That's a week from today. Making Social Security decisions easy. It's just a little workshop. It's less than an hour long. You get your questions answered and you go on about your life, knowing a little bit more about your options for Social Security. And it doesn't cost you anything but a few minutes of your own time. And it's totally worth it. Sign up at GregoryRicks.com or call the office 504-832-9200. Also, Wine, Wisdom, and Food. It's almost full. It's getting close. August 3rd and August 5th at Keith Young's in Madisonville. And when you do these events, you hand out comment cards to the attendees. And they don't write their name on them. It's an anonymous question, so you can let your issue be known to Gregory Ricks. And Gregory brings some of these to the radio show every once in a while, and we like to go over those on the air with you. And which stack are we going through here? Is this from your last workshop, or is this from the last Wine, Wisdom, and Food event? Which one are we starting
with? This is Wine, Wisdom, and Food. Okay. Wine, Wisdom, and Food event. And we have a lot of great questions here. Taxes in retirement, now that we have worked to save up. And I talked about that earlier. Those three ways I look at taxes is most people are putting it away pre-tax, growing it tax deferred, and taxes ordinary income when they start taking that money out. The other is Roth, put it away, grow it tax deferred, and take it out tax free. And the last is growing money through a step-up basis, paying taxes as you go. My preference would put it away pre-tax, grow it tax-deferred, and take it out without paying taxes. That's difficult. There's a few strategies where you can get some money each year, but you cannot do the bulk of your retirement savings through that method. So then what happens is when you're close to retirement, and this is what's important about not waiting to, well, I'm retiring next year, so I need your help. Or I retired this month, I need your help. You know what's better? 5 years in advance, 10 years in advance, start talking about this. Because one of the things is if you've piled up a bunch of money and most of it's focused, and I'd say 70% of the assets we look at are pre-tax money, or 401ks, IRAs. That's majority of what we look at. And you could have yourself in a situation that you don't have much flexibility to do that. So then you need time. So why would you not have flexibility? Is because you have a million. I'm just using round math here for you. $1 million, you need a 4% income, and we're trying to get 4 to 6 on it, and you're needing $40,000 a year. So we don't have much room to shift money to do some Roth conversions or shifting to max funding to create tax-free money in the future. You just don't have room for that. But if you're not using those assets for a while, we could have some opportunities to shift some money. Another big part of that, and there was a discussion the other day where family had talked about, you know, we'd like to do Roth conversions of $25,000 a year. But we looked at their margin and said, actually, you could do additional $60,000 a year because you're wasting tax brackets there. And looking at what your RMDs are going to be, they're going to be really ramping up and putting you in higher taxes there. So this is a lot to answer on this question, but this is why we want to see those tax returns. That's why we want to see you in advance of retirement to start looking at strategies and planning. Not that if you're retiring in the next couple of years or retired last month, it's okay. We're going to work on helping you, but you have limited yourself a little bit there, possibly. Something to think about.
Next card?
Next card was about tax-free savings. And once again, you have to look at how all your income, you can't go take and put and all your money in muni bonds. I don't think that's appropriate. I'm not necessarily a fan of that. I want to get more yield, but I do want to manage the tax brackets. I want to see, can we get money to Roth? Can we do max funding strategy? Can we do some donor advised funds? There's probably a dozen strategies we want to look at to try to help you with that. Move on to a next card here. Trying to find out if we can retire. You know, in the guided planning system, we work with people on income planning, investment planning, estate planning, healthcare planning, and tax planning. there. So one of my favorite discussions is, can we retire? You wouldn't, the stories I could tell you where I sat down with a couple and told them, I said, the only reason you're working is because you want to. And next thing you know, they come back and say, yeah, I retired this month. I put my notice in last month. You had these stories come up. But also on the other side of that, we've had that where, you know, you're going to need to work a couple more years. You're not quite there. You know, I know that's disappointing to tell them. I can't always tell them what they want to hear, because we want to tell them the truth. And that's a good reason to sit down and see where you're at and make sure the numbers are working in your favor. Another card here, James, is market volatility, stock bubble busting, it looks like.
See, I love
inflation.
These.
Inflation. And taxes, and they drew an arrow going straight up next to taxes going up. So, yeah, all this stuff is going on. You've seen volatility. You saw the impact of it last week, beginning of this week. We saw it recently, and guess what? You're going to see it again. And first off, the market doesn't go straight up, no matter what you think, and you look at the end of the day or look at you, wow, the market went straight up this year. No, it didn't. Go look at a chart. Go look at an S&P 500 chart. Go over to Yahoo Finance. Y'all have search engines. Yahoo Finance is real easy to navigate, and you can pull up and look at a chart of the S&P 500 and see this thing does not go straight up. It goes up and down, and sometimes it has to have a pullback before it makes a run up. So go look at the past year. Then go look at the past 10 years. Then go look at the past 20 years. And this is why that I think if you look at that, you'll realize, gosh, I don't need to put all my money in that. I need some other asset classes to help create balance.
Can I just tell you what I like about that verbiage?
Go ahead.
They're concerned about market volatility. Volatility means it goes up and down. I think they're only worried about the down parts. They're okay with the up parts.
I know. There's a story out of a client discussion a couple years ago. It was kind of like, speaking of worrying about the market going down, I said, well, you're sounding a lot more conservative than we have you invested. So I think we need to adjust your asset mix. Oh no, I don't want to do that. I like what we're doing, but you know, it can go down. Yeah. I don't want it to though, but you know, it can. So there was a back and forth there, and no, we didn't alter it, but is that funny? Yeah, I don't want it to go down, but it can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that is the problem. Everybody wants it to go up, and that's why we do a good job with asset classes. I think that's why tactical approach, if you're wanting some adjustments when calamity shows up, and then shifting to momentum, and I think you shouldn't have everything in stocks, and maybe there should be some bonds. You should, once again, have a tactical approach. I like index linked, where you get the upside of the market without the downside. All of those things smooth the ride out. It smooths out that bumpy road.
All right, so that's just a few of the comment cards from Gregory's Last Wine Wisdom.
We'll do more on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll do some of that. And also on Saturday, we're going to be joined by Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. Yeah, Kiam. And he's going to talk about all things mortgages. What the heck is going on in the real estate world? How refis might need a second look from you because your home value may have gone through the roof in the last 12 months, right? That changes the math on that.
Yeah, we covered those numbers. We'll cover those again on how much houses prices have gone up.
And in the meantime, your home away from the show, winningatlife.com, the Winning at Life app. If you need a financial advisor, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest, subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Rickson Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Rickson Associates. Neither AE Wealth Management nor advisors providing investment advisory services through AE Wealth Management recommend or facilitate the buying or selling of cryptocurrencies. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Rickson.